the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Beyond the Pitch. I'm Juan Arango. It's a pleasure to have you here. And it's a pleasure to have a gentleman next to me. As I promised, the World Cup winner, I got one for you. I dug him up from, you know, from all the craziness going on here at the International Champions Cup. Mr. Lothar Matthäus, sir, it is a pleasure. How are you doing here in South Florida?
I represent Bayern Munich like ambassador. I'm really, it's an honor for me to be here for Bayern Munich. I had 12 years to play for Bayern Munich, and you know why we are here. It's a big football tournament after the World Cup here in the US with the best 18 club teams from all around the world, and I am proud to can present here Bayern Munich in this moment.
Lothar, okay, we're talking about the 18, but we want to talk about one, which is Bayern Munich. How do you see their season so far? It's had so many ups and downs. It's been exciting.
No, we had only one down and then was going up.
Okay. Well, I didn't say which direction. I just said ups and downs.
First, we was down in the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Then we find out, or Bayern Munich find out, not we, Bayern Munich find out they have to change something. They change the coach. And then was coming Jupp Heynckes. Mm-hmm. And he has Bayern Munich influence. Mm-hmm. He has experience with Bayern Munich. He's now the fourth time the coach of Bayern Munich, and he make a great job in the last 7 months. And when he start to be the coach, from this moment was only one direction, up.
What does Jupp have when he's able to come in and just say, okay guys, let's go? It looked like the team just flipped the switch. Okay coach, boom, and they just went.
Normally I say in the football you cannot switch a button and say on and off, or we play well and we play bad. But it was really like this. This was really only a touch on the button. Jupp Heynckes know the mentality of the player. Jupp Heynckes know the DNA from the football club Bayern Munich. He know all the workers around the team. And he give everybody, not only the players, everybody who is working for Bayern Munich, some good feeling, a safe feeling. And he know the football, he has experience, he won like a player the World Championship, he won when he was a coach 2 times the Champions League, he won a lot of national titles in Germany, and each player was believing him.
One of the players that wasn't there the last time that Jupp was there after he won the treble was James Rodriguez. And he comes in, he still doesn't feel very comfortable when he gets there, but all of a sudden Jupp comes in and he gives him that confidence that he needed. How have you seen him develop here with Bayern Munich?
Generally, it's always difficult when a player is coming from South America and he played in Spain 2 or 3 years to come to the German Bundesliga, because the Bundesliga is a different type of football than the Spanish league or the South American football. And he has to understand, in Germany you have to walk the same for the defense. And normally when he played in the Colombian national team or by Real Madrid, he was thinking only he has to play for the offense. And in Germany you have to walk the same for the defense, and he find it out. And now he's a player who can make the difference on the highest level, what he showed many times with the Colombian team, what he showed many times by Real Madrid. And now he showed it by Bayern Munich. And I think this Bayern Munich time till now helped him so the same to can be one of the best players in the world. Because the football is not only offense, the football is the same to work well for the team in the defense.
Well said by a player that was a defender, of course.
I was midfielder.
Of course, midfielder.
I was a box-to-box player. I was scoring the goals and I was defending.
Good answer. No, I got you on that one.
And James knows what he has to do. He's a very smart player. He has a technique. Only what I miss of him is his right foot.
He just uses it to stand.
He's doing everything with the left. Uh-huh. And when he is doing better with his right, sometime he can score more goals.
And you know what? I like that you mentioned that, because it seems like this year, you see him being able to use more of his right foot to create plays. Usually he was very dependent on his left.
Yes, he's really dependent of his left. I saw him a couple of times now live in the stadium. I say, he can shoot, he can give the pass with the right. No, he's then making a half turn and he's playing the ball with the left or shooting with the left. And he's missing the better position maybe. And for this, when I am his coach, I will make exercise to help him to score with the right foot too.
You talk about it because you have this fond attachment in certain aspects with South American football? Because obviously you're familiar with what's gone on in Argentina. You actually were a pundit in Brazil during the last World Cup. That was very interesting to see as well, especially after the 7-1, seeing you trying to, you know, keep your composure with, no. when you were with Global. With who was it on that show? It was you. It was
Cannavaro.
Cannavaro, yeah. And
there Carlos was one Alberto.
More. Carlos Alberto, yeah.
And the Argentinian from 78, the captain.
Mario Kempes. No, Passarella.
Passarella.
It was interesting to see you there after that match. You're kind of like composed and you're...
We enjoyed the World Cup 4 years ago in Brazil. Exactly. Not only because of the result. This was a great great performance from the German team. And I don't think only the result can show the quality of the team. It's the same how they present themselves in this World Cup, especially in the game against Brazil. Very good, the result. Very good, the performance. But the same, there was not snobbish, there was not making jokes, there was walking very serious, and I think for this we get a lot of sympathy, or the team get a lot of sympathy from the Brazilian football fans after the semi-final.
Exactly, and we saw it a lot with you because of your relationship with a lot of things, a lot of connections that you've had as far as South American football and how you see it differently. So I mean, how do you see it now compared to 2014, especially Brazil?
I think the South American football, it's really very tough. When you see Chile cannot play in the World Cup because you have five better teams in South America, this means a lot. And for this, for me, Brazil, it's one of the favorites. Argentina is the band of Messi. But all another three, minimum two, like Colombia and Uruguay, can surprise. Peru, I think they was playing on the maximum in the qualification and had the luck the another teams was killing themselves. But with Colombia and Uruguay, I think you have two very good teams from South America who can maybe not win the World Cup, but they can go to the semi-final because they know what they have to do in the right moment. They are foxy, they are smart, they are strong, they have a good technique, and they have key players. And when you have a key player like James for Colombia or like Cavani for Uruguay, then you can win the same competition on the highest level.
Here with Lothar Matthäus on Beyond the Pitch. Lothar, let's go to Germany and how you've seen this German team evolve in the past 10 years. I guess evolve is kind of a heavy word, but the work that's been put in by everyone in the DFB, in all of the Bundesliga, seeing all these young players. I mean, Germany right now, you could have a first, a second, a third, maybe even a fourth team, and they're all competitive.
But the French are the same. The French has the same, a lot of young players. The Spanish has now a new generation. But you will not win with young players a World Cup. And I will tell you now a story. Jogi Löw is a coach. He's a coach now the last 14 years. He started 2004. He know all the players. And he won the World Cup 4 years ago. And when each player is ready for Russia, then he will play with eight players from the World Cup final in Russia. This is Manuel Neuer. This is Hummels and Boateng. This is Khedira and Toni Kroos. This will be Müller and Özil. And a couple of players you will change. But these seven players, they will build the fundament of the team.
Yeah.
And this players has experience. And then come the quality young players in the team with the speed, with the technique, like Timo Werner, like Julian Draxler, like Brandt, like Kimmich, like Hector. And we have the same always, some another option for each position without losing quality.
It fascinates me because you mentioned players like Draxler, like Kimmich, and you know they go into the Confederations Cup and they go and win it like that too. So you see the depth that Germany has, and Yogi Löw pretty much knows every single player in the pool by name. Yeah. I mean that's just a lot of work that's been done on his part, your part, everyone's part in German football.
Yes, but Jogi Löw is the architect for this result. He know the players. He know exactly which player can play in which position and in which system. And I think this is a great favor for a coach, and the players believe him. And when a player is not playing, he know why he is not playing. The coach explain him, and this is very good for the atmosphere.
That's a good study for me to take on. That really is. Last thing, Lothar, what are you doing right now?
It's okay.
What are you doing right now as far as is your life, as far as your projects that you have going on leading up to Russia?
I have a lot of projects. In Russia, I have to work for, I can work for Fox Sport, I can work for Bein Sport, I work for the German newspaper, I work for English newspaper. I have to work a lot in Russia. I have a lot of business, mm-hmm. and I like my life. And we are colleagues because every weekend I have to work for Sky Germany, and during the week for Sky Germany in the Champions League. I like this job. It's everything around the football, and I'm here the ambassador for Bayern Munich, for the German Football Federation, for Inter Milan. It's a very nice job around the football without too much pressure.
Perfect. Actually, my question should have been, what aren't you doing? That should have been the better question for me as far as that's concerned. Lothar, it's a pleasure